Mick, I know you usually take a point from any away game, but you must be gutted after that one tonight.
Yeah, of course, my overall feeling is that we should have won when we get to so close. Ainsley's telling me that he got the ball and the guy dived. I don't know until I see it clearly. But he gave him the opportunity to dive. He should have just kicked it out. But, you know, they were good. They've played well today. They've deserved something out of the game, that's for sure. Bart's been excellent. But that still doesn't deny the fact when we get ourselves in front. I mean, they scored straight after our second goal, which sort of, if we'd have kept it for 5 minutes, it would have killed them off. We didn't. And we've made mistakes, but as have they, for us to score our goals.
Any quibble over the 6 minutes added on at the end of the game?
I said it was going to be 5 minutes. I knew it was going to be five, maybe six. The guy was down for a long time. We'd all made three subs, you know, three subs each. There's 3 minutes, there's 30 seconds each. There must have been 2 minutes of a stoppage for him being down. No. I'd always like it to be less. We'd seen it out, Brenner. We had actually seen it out and had to defend. And we just didn't, we made a mistake at the end.
Yeah, you got a feel for the kid who was trying to shield the ball out, I guess, wasn't he, Ainsley? A harsh lesson for him tonight.
Yes, that is. You learn this coming on loan, you learn the hard-nosed, hard knocks, the way to win games. And that is, you know, don't be trying to shield it out. I've seen that happen so often. And then you've got to make a tackle in the box. Just kick it out and we'll defend the throw-in.
But of course, no recriminations. I saw that you and Terry spent an awful lot of time with Ainsley. He was flat as a pancake. I felt for the kid walking off at the end.
Yeah, I've just said it. I've said to the lads inside, because they were, you know, having a pop at Ains, really. And I said, hold on a minute. Any of you haven't made a mistake, then you can all come and punch him in the face and punch me in the face as well. Well, there weren't many that got up because we've all made them. And we've all made them when we've been a lot older, a lot more experienced than Ainsley is. So the only way that we've really, that we can ever survive and thrive is by sticking together. We're not the best team in the league. We all know that. But we're the best group of lads. And when we stick together, we're a real force to be reckoned with. And so we've got to do that and go down to Cardiff and try and get something. So I say we all need a bit of love. We all need an arm round them and a cuddle at times. And well, if you make a mistake, you don't need a kick in the ging-gangs as well just to prove that it was a mistake, you know. Let's get on with it and let's... Because he put a great delivery in for the goal. He put a great delivery in that was flicked on and Tommy Smith headed wide. You know, he's been good for us. I give him a bit of love tonight.
Did it make it all the more frustrating when you came off and you saw that Cardiff had lost and Birmingham had lost and Sheffield Wednesday had dropped points?
Of course. Yes, of course. I think you can tell I'm not far from happy about it. There's nothing I can do about it. And if, you know, lesson learnt tonight for Ains, don't let it happen again. And if you know, he might score the winner for us on Saturday. Who knows? That's my feeling. I always want to look at a positive way.
Top draw goal from Kevin Bree, wasn't it? His second of the season. He doesn't seem to score tap-ins and some magnificent goalkeeping again from Bath tonight.
Yeah, it was a great goal from Kev. He did really well because I think that was his first kick, to be honest. We couldn't get hold of the ball, but it was a wonderful, wonderful strike. And Bart was just exceptional.
He's almost world-class at the moment, isn't he? There can't be a better goalkeeper in the Championship on current form.
No, not at all. We've just got him on a new contract. It's fabulous to have two really good goalkeepers. He kept us in it for a long period.
And just a word on Cole Skews and Daryl Murphy. They didn't make the 18 tonight. How are they looking for Cardiff, Nick?
Well, Skews' toe was swollen up after training on Sunday, so that was a real bitter pill to take. And Murph, we'll see. I'm hopeful he'll be all right for Saturday.